From this predator's point of view, the requirement to evolve resistance to a venom, particularly one that is not lethal, is therefore low. The spider's interests, too, may be served by the evolution of non-lethal venom. A live predator that has learnt not to attack may be better than a dead one, which might then be replaced by a conspecific which has not learned that lesson. This is particularly true when the venom is directed towards animals that teach their young, as many mammals do, about what is and is not dangerous in the world. Get stung by a bee and you will surely advise your children to give bees a wide berth, even though bees are not predators. To pursue this idea, Dr. Fry and his colleagues looked at the genetic sequences describing 22 types of delta hexatoxin extracted from 10 species of funnel webs. This let them analyze the peptides' evolutionary histories. Funnel web spiders are an ancient group believed to have emerged about 150 million years ago near the end of the Jurassic period. Dr. Fry's analysis suggested that around that time, delta hexatoxin peptides were evolving rapidly, but have subsequently barely changed. This is consistent with the idea that they were evolving into something which would discourage but not kill vertebrate predators such as mammals, a group that also appeared in the late Jurassic, which is all well and good, but does not explain why funnel web delta hexatoxins are so deadly to people. The answer to this, Dr. Fry suspects, is that until the arrival in Australia 65,000 years ago of human beings, funnel web spiders had never encountered primates, of which that continent has no wild representatives, and so had had no chance to co-evolve with them. In one sense, then, the fact funnel web delta hexatoxins are lethal to humans is indeed an unlikely accident caused by some quirk of primate biochemistry not shared with other groups of mammals. But if such co-evolution had taken place, it would have been in the interests of both sides for this lethality, too, to have been whittled away.